This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
God doesn't observe your faithfulness, He responds to it. Let's bring up Psalm 37:28. For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake His faithful ones. They will be protected forever, but the offspring of the wicked will be cut off. Remember this, the faithful one responds to the faithful. The faithful one, Jesus Christ, responds to the faithful. Let's bring up another scripture, Psalm 18:25. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. What that means, talking about God responding. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. Do you know what it means to be faithful? It means to be faithful to His Word. That's what it means to be faithful. If God wrote the Bible and you believe in the inspiration of Scripture, that God did inspire the writing of this book, then it makes sense to me to be faithful to God is to be faithful to His Word. When I'm faithful to the Word, I'm faithful to the Lord. It's the same is true with you. And with me. Some of you remember reading about Babe Ruth, but there's one game that I remember reading about. Babe Ruth is at the bat, and an umpire by the name of Pennelly is at behind the plate. I don't know if Babe Ruth swings at the first pitch or it's a called strike, but it's strike one. Don't know what happens. Second pitch, strike two. Third pitch, he doesn't swing, it's a called strike, and Pennelly, the umpire, says, Babe, you're out. And according to a biographer, Babe Ruth turns to the umpire and says, Pennelly, don't you know there are 40,000 people out in these stands and they all know that was a ball? And Pennelly gave a great answer. He said, doesn't matter, Babe. The only opinion that counts in this stadium is mine. The only opinion that makes any difference in this stadium is mine. So many people are playing to the 40,000 people in the stands in life. And all that matters is what does God think? Think about that for a minute. So many people think, what do my friends think? What do my coworkers think? What do the people I bowl with, the people I play softball with, what do they think? And the only thing that matters in eternity is what does the Lord think? And does He think of you as someone, does He observe faithfulness in your life, or does He observe unfaithfulness to Him? Let's bring up the third one. God doesn't just appreciate faithfulness, He rewards it. God doesn't simply appreciate it from afar and say, you know, I appreciate that. Then that's it. He rewards it. Let's bring up Psalm 97:10. Psalm 97:10. Let those who love the Lord hate evil. For He guards the lives of His faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Let those who love the Lord hate evil. I don't know if you've ever thought about this before, but part of loving the Lord is loving what He loves, but it's also hating what the Lord hates. And I know that sounds strong. What do you mean to hate what God hates? I'll tell you what God hates. God hates pride. Do you know the book of Proverbs lists seven things that God hates? And the number one thing is haughty eyes. That means somebody who's looking up to look down at people. A lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. If we can run through that again like we did first service. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to Him. You want to know what He hates? Here they are. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.